Kevin R. Novak here with Deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. In the book of Job, we're given further evidence on what life is supposed to be like walking with God without the reliance on anything worldly. Job was able to do it. He was able to do it just like up until some point in time Adam was able to do it. Anyway, in Job 34, verses 7 and 8 are this: What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water, which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walketh with wicked men? What I want to focus on here is in verse 8, the phrase, workers of iniquity. The English word worker represents here the Hebrew word pa'al, meaning to do or make, systematically and habitually, to practice, to commit. Also, the word iniquity represents here the Hebrew word aven, meaning trouble, vanity, wickedness, affliction, evil. These two words together, you could say, represent the concept of evildoer. So Job was accused of keeping company with evildoers. Whether he did or not, I don't know. But this concept of worker of iniquity is imported into Romans 13, 3 and 4, and also 1 Peter 2:14, that the civil government is supposed to execute wrath upon those workers of iniquity, those evildoers. The New Testament does not tell us the exact means by which our civil government is to be designated. There are no biblical requirements for elections and so on, which means that the way we know who the civil government is by seeing what they punish. Do they punish the good doer or the evil doer? The answer to that question determines who is biblically legitimate as the civil government. The worker of iniquity was present in Job's time and, of course, is still wreaking havoc on God's creation. Right now, the worker of iniquity is within the civil government school system. The civil government is supposed to promote good and punish the evildoer. The civil government schools promote evil and punish the good doer. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.